Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Bongani Msibi, Christ Worship Church International in Guguletu, and I trust that you are having an awesome, awesome time listening to the best radio station in town. And thank you for joining us, and thank you for making time to be with us so that we can go into the Word of the Lord. You know, that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, because the Word of God is active and the Word of God is powerful. It is sharper than any double-edged sword and is able to pierce through to the dividing of the soul, the spirit, the bone, and the marrow. And it searches the hearts and the intents of man, meaning the Word of God is able to reach where no man can reach and is able to search us and, you know, and know our anxieties. And that's why I always say sometimes it's important that when we go into the Word of the Lord to study the Word of God, let's allow the Word of God to also study us and search our intentions, you know, so that, you know, we may live a fulfilled and a precious and awesome life that our God and Father has designed for me and you, you know, to enjoy in this beautiful year, 2020. I believe with all of my heart that 2020 is like no other year. It's a beautiful year. It's an awesome year. We need to be grateful to the Lord that He has allowed me and you, you know, to be in this year. Many books were written, you know, many prophecies were made, and some of those people who made those declarations could not live to see this year. And I believe that me and you, we are highly honored by the Lord and blessed by the Lord to be able to see this beautiful day. Therefore, we need to cherish each and every day when we wake up in the morning and just thank God that, Lord, I thank you that I made it today. I thank you that you have created this day for me to rejoice and be glad. You must know all the time, child of God, that God thinks good thoughts about us. God wants us to have a good life. You know, He wants to bring us to that position or that place wherein, you know, He has created us for, the Garden of Eden, the place of tranquility, of luxury, a place of the presence of the Lord all the time and the goodness of the Lord all the time. You know, in 2020, I believe that the Lord has prepared a table before us in the midst of whatever challenges that might come. I believe that in 2020, we need to make sure that we choose not to focus on the challenges of life, the tears of life, but fix our eyes on the promises of God. And because He shall cause them to come to pass, you know, He shall cause them to come to pass. Because He watches His way to perform and to fulfill. 2020, I believe, you know, there's no limit to what you can be. There is no limit to what you can achieve in life, because we serve an unlimited God, a God that is unkept. So we need to learn not to cap God. We need to learn not to limit God. In 2020, child of God, it's a brand new year. It's a brand new. Don't compare it to the previous years, to 2015 and other years. Yes, you might have made a decision or decisions rather that you could not fulfill maybe in 2018 or maybe in 2005. And you feel like, no, these things, you know, of planning does not work. You see, child of God, if you don't know where you are going, every road you take is good for you. You know, you need to know where you are going. If you don't know where Worcester is, I mean, you're going to Worcester and you don't know where Worcester is, you just take any road. You can even take a road and go to Malmesbury when you're supposed to be taking the N1. You take the N7. So let us make sure that we have a vision for our lives. I know that God has plans for us, but I trust that we will also align our plans to the plan of God. And, you know, the reason why I'm saying there's no limit to what we can achieve, I'm reminded of what the Lord said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, you know, in verses number 3, where He says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you. not that I'm going to give to you, but as far as you can go, as far as you think you can reach, you know, God says, that place I've given it to you. You know, even after Abraham parted ways with Lot in Genesis chapter number 13, I believe, they parted ways there. And the Lord appeared to Abraham at that point in time. And it's interesting that the Lord will appear to Abraham with this news just when he parted ways with Lot. And when you look at the word or the name Lot, it means covering. It means to conceal tightly or to close tightly. You know, it was as if Lot was obscuring Abraham's view. He was preventing Abraham from seeing, you know, what God has in store, you know, for him. You know, it could be possible that, some of your friends that were so dear to you, or relatives that were so dear to you, you know, they've been removed from you. It's a painful thing to lose someone that was dear to you. It is a painful thing to, for people to leave us, that we so much rely on, or we so much had plans about them. But child of God, sometimes some of these people are removed from us by God so that we may be able to see the things that God has in store for us. He says to Abraham, look up from where you are. You know, he says, look up from where you are. And he says, all the land that you see, all the land that you see, not the land that I see as God, but all the land that you, Abraham, see, I am giving it to you and your descendants forever. There is some land that God, you know, wants to give to us. There is some position or some promotions at work that the Lord wants to give to us. But sometimes we need to let go of certain things in our lives that are obscuring our view, that are preventing us from seeing the things that the Lord has for us. So I'm challenging each one of us, including myself, that, you know, sometimes we need to let go of those things that have been taken from us, and be able to learn from those situations, but learn whilst moving forward. Learn whilst knowing or understanding that there are better things that the Lord has prepared for us. You know, it's like when a child is being weaned off. You know, sometimes it's not a pleasurable exercise. It's not a pleasurable thing to do. But often than not, you know, when you look at it, I remember, you know, when they were weaning off my brother, when my mother was weaning off my brother back in the days, I don't know whether it's still done to this day, you know, my mother had to rub off when he was weaning off, weaning him off breastfeeding. She rubbed off, you know, upon her breast, she rubbed off aloe, and aloe is bitter. It was a bitter situation, you know. My brother tried to suck, and it was bitter, and finally he was weaned off. But it was because my mother wanted to introduce something new. He wanted to introduce something better. He wanted to introduce solids and a variety of food that was available at the time for us, her children. But when it was happening, when it was weaned off, it felt very painful. It could be possible that also God is weaning us off or weaning you off something, and it's a painful experience that you're going through. But child of God, it is because God wants to bring something better our way. God wants to bring something good our way, you know. Because can you imagine, you know, the children of Israel, they've wandered off, you know, for 40 years in the wilderness, you know, eating manna every day, same breakfast, lunch and supper manna, you know, the same recipe, same food. And but you know what, there were grapes that were waiting for them on the other side, there were pomegranates waiting for them on the other side, there was bread that they were supposed to eat without scarcity on the other side, there were olives, you know, on the other side of Jordan. They were kind of like, I don't know whether they were comfortable with the manna that they were enjoying or eating, But I remember at some stage, you know, they cried out, you know, to Moses to say, no, look, we're tired of this manna. And, you know, God gave them meat that they ate until it came through their nostrils and ears. So you don't want that kind of a situation to happen in a life, child of God. We need to allow God to guide and to lead us. Going back to a story we were talking about of Abraham when he parted ways with Lot, and the Lord said, look up from where you are. You know, sometimes we say to ourselves, you know what, I want to wait for things to be normal. I want to wait for things to be conducive. Or you look around and you say, my situation or condition doesn't say I will succeed. It doesn't say I don't have enough. But here is God saying, from where you are with what you have, you know, you can launch, you know, to higher heights, just like an aircraft. Before it takes off to the skies, it takes off from where it is, from the tarmac. It runs on the tarmac, on the runway first, and it takes off using its own energy, using its own power to propel itself to the skies. And once it reaches the skies and reaches cruise altitudes, the wind is able to carry, you know, the aircraft to its destination. Such is our lives, child of God. We need to take off from right where you are with what we have. We can change our situation right now. It doesn't matter who left us. It doesn't matter what was taken from us. It doesn't matter what we have lost. We can even recover double what we have lost when we look and trust in the Lord and we take off from where we are. And the Lord says to Abraham, look from where you are, look up from where you are. Don't look down. Don't look at your surroundings, your current condition. Don't look in your own. He says, look up from where you are. Look eastward, westward, northward, southward. You know, he says, as far as your eyes can see, whatever land that you see, I'm giving you that land and your descendants forever. You know, child of God, the decisions or the choices that we make today are not going only to be enjoyed by us, but are for generations to come. Because God is a generational God, I believe so. Because what God started in Abraham continued in Isaac, and continued in Jacob, and continued upon Jacob's children, even to this day. The blessing that the Lord declared upon Abraham is still working as we speak in the nation of Israel, and including the spiritual Jews, which is the sons of God who have accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. So, child of God, it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your academic qualification. But if you see some land, God says, I've given it to you and your descendants forever. Whatsoever dream, whatsoever vision that you have for 2020, child of God, let me submit to you that your dream is valid. Your vision, it is possible for you to achieve it, because God says, whatsoever that you see, I've given it to you and your descendants forever. And then it comes to Joshua now in Joshua 1 verse 3. He says, Joshua, every place where the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that place I've given it to you. Where your soul, not my soul, Joshua, not my, what I desire, your soul, where the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that place I have. Not that I'm going to, or I'm thinking about it, or I'll decide what I want to give it to you. He says, I have given it to you. And here is Jesus who says, whatsoever you ask, whatsoever you ask, whatsoever. What is whatsoever? Whatsoever, it's whatsoever, child of God. Whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus. Jesus says, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. He doesn't say I'm going to think about it. He says, I will do it. And God says in Ephesians 3:20, I am able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that which you ask of me. But I like, listen to this one. I like this one. It says, and whatsoever you desire, whatsoever you think about. So whatsoever you think you want to achieve, or you want to have, or you want to be, child of God, you can achieve it, because our God is able to do. Our God can give it to us. All you have to do, child of God, is, you know what, forget the past. Forget your current situation. You know, from where you are, you can achieve. As long as you rise up from whatsoever that has been pulling you down and choose to move forward, just like God did in the beginning. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, yeah, verse 1, He creates the earth. It was perfect. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and full stop. You know, everything was fine. But in verse number 2, you know, something has happened between 1 and 2. In verse number 2, now the earth was without form. There was darkness upon the earth. You know, there was destruction, and the Lord did not like the destruction. God never said anything about the destruction. Never even wrote a song about the destruction. Never called a meeting to discuss the destruction. Instead, the Lord offered a solution to the destruction. This is what, child of God, I'm challenging you today, that, you know what, find solutions in whatever circumstance you find yourself in. It can change. Your situation can change. You know, it can change for the better. You know, there's something good. The reason why God called light in the midst of darkness, and God was showing us that, you know what, in whatever circumstance, whatever bad or terrible situation we might find ourselves in, there is some good in it. And you know, the Bible says that we've been made in the image of God and after His likeness, meaning what God can do, we can also do. We can call light in the midst of darkness. We can call goodness in the midst of bad circumstances and situations in life. You know, He takes the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel 37, that, you know what, son of man, can these bones live? He takes him to a valley that was filled with dry bones. You know, the situation was dire. The situation was beyond impossible. The bones were many. The bones, it was bones, and the Bible says they were very dry. Go read it, child of God. You'll see that the bones were very dry. Maybe no wonder, you know, when God asked the prophet, can these bones live again? He says, only you know, oh God. And the Lord said, you, what is it that you want? Speak to these bones. Prophesy to these dry bones what should happen. And he prophesied life. He said, let there be life. You know, he said, you know, he commanded the bones to come together, rather, for the first time. He said, matambo hlanganani. You know, let the bones come together. And there was a great noise, and the bones began to come together. And the Lord asked, is it complete? He says, you know what, there's no flesh. He says, command the flesh to be. You know, he commanded the flesh to be, and there was flesh. And the Lord says, is it complete? No. Life is a command. Prophesy life upon. So, child of God, don't give up until you have that which you desire. Don't give up until you have become that which you desire to become. Don't give up, child of God, until you have fulfilled the purpose of God for your life. Continue to prophesy. Continue to speak good things in your life, upon your children, upon your marriage, upon your work situation, your academic life, upon your ministry. Continue to speak upon your church good things that you want. You know, this year, let us choose, you know, not to sit in the seat of the scornful and murmur and complain and backbite and gossip. In 2020, let us be givers of life. Let's speak life in every situation. You know, if even when the devil tries and whispers in your ears and try to deceive you, because it does not have power, any power or any control over your life. The only thing that he has, or the only power that he has, is deception. He will only deceive you, child of God. But you know what? You have power over him because you are more than a conqueror. When he says you can't make it, just speak. Don't even respond or say, but you know what, this and that. You know, just declare that, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is Jesus in the inside of me than the devil who is in the world. Therefore, child of God, in 2020, let us choose to live positive lives. Let us choose to live our lives and pattern it against the word of God. Let us allow the word of God. Let us allow God's advice and God's counsel, God's direction, you know, to order our lives and to order our steps in 2020. And I tell you, child of God, we are guaranteed of great success. We are guaranteed of great achievements in 2020. Whatsoever you desire, whatsoever you have planned, be committed to it. Commit your plans in the Lord, and He will cause it to come to pass. Commit your plans, your wishes, your desires to the Lord, and the Lord will make sure that you prosper and succeed in 2020, because that has been the original purpose and plan of the Lord for our lives, that we should be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. May God bless you as you continue to listen to this powerful and beautiful radio station. You know, this is Pastor Bongani Msibi from Christ Worship Church International in Guguletu, NY123. In the old former CPOA hall next to Mutalebo.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.